Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, October 8th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Today, Apple released the first update to iOS 12 and iPhone XS since their release in September. iOS 12.0.1 for iPhone and iPad fixes the battery charging issue on iPhone XS and iPhone XS Max that required users to turn on the phone display before connecting a lightning cable to charge in some cases. iPhone XS users may also see Wi-Fi issues resolved, as well as Bluetooth and subtitle bug fixes. Apple also moved the punctuation key on the iPad back to its previous location after changing the keyboard layout on the initial iOS 12 release. And for beta testers, Apple released the third macOS 10.14.1 beta, which includes group FaceTime with up to 32 users. And in the Apple Watch space, new Series 4 customers in Australia experienced unexpected crashes over the weekend due to a daylight savings time change, specifically caused by the new activity complication on the Infograph modular phase. The complication shows 24 marks for stand hours and tracking activity throughout the day, but didn't account for DST changes that can result in 23 and 25-hour days, not 24. The issue was resolved by not using the sensor activity complication on Series 4 watches over the weekend or waiting for the next day to fix the layout problem. Also happening in the tech space today is Facebook Portal, a new 10-inch or 15-inch screen that works in portrait and landscape orientations, primarily for video calling Facebook contacts over Messenger. It features voice control with the phrase, "Hey Portal," for calling and Amazon Alexa for other assistant tasks. In terms of video calling, it features a 12-megapixel camera with a 140-degree field of view and smart features that automatically zoom and pan and focus audio when new people enter a room. Facebook says Portal was built with privacy in mind, including the ability to disable the mic and camera or just physically cover the camera itself. But the privacy risk may be too high for potential customers, especially with the benefits limited to Spotify and Pandora playback, Newsy and Facebook Watch video, and not much else, including browsing Facebook or messaging on Messenger without video. Facebook Portal ships in November for $199 for the 10-inch version and $349 for the 15-inch Portal Plus. Note that it was only a few weeks ago when Facebook admitted to exposing data from over 50 million users through a cyber attack. And also in this space is Google Plus. Remember Google's Facebook killer? Google Plus never managed to copy Facebook popularity, but the social network has pulled a huge security blunder of its own, and now Google Plus is finally shutting down as a result. The Wall Street Journal first reported that Google Plus exposed user data to third-party developers through a software glitch that was present for 3 years between 2015 and March of this year. Google claims that no data was misused, which is why it didn't disclose the breach itself, but it will start shutting down the service, adding that 90% of user sessions are less than 5 seconds each. Read the full story on 9to5 Google and listen to the 9to5 Google Daily podcast for more. And also stay tuned to both channels for tomorrow. The Pixel 3 hardware event will take place. And since it's Monday, let's check in with Bradley Chambers and his weekend columns.
Thanks, Zach. So my Saturday article was kind of calling Apple out for being a little hypocritical with their privacy stance when they don't offer a complete suite of services to schools and businesses. You know, I remember back to the March education event I attended, and they kind of had a slide up, you know, privacy. And that's great. But I think it's real easy to be touting that when you're not even in the game. And until they're in the game and build a suite of services that businesses and schools can go all in on, I'm just not interested, because everything they've done to this point is an add-on to an existing software solution stack for businesses and schools. They've not replaced an Exchange 365 or a G Suite. They've just not. They've added things on. They've added Apple, you know, Business Manager, Apple School Manager, the Volume Purchase Program Store, managed Apple IDs. Those are all great. Finish the job. That's my point to Apple, is you've got all these great things, but you haven't unified them and finished the job of building a complete software ecosystem for your enterprise and education customers. So my Sunday article was looking at what the best calendar app for the Mac is. And, you know, Apple Calendar is fine, but to me, it's getting a little long in the tooth. I mean, it's been a couple years since we've seen a new feature added. I think the last thing we saw was time travel, maybe in 2 years ago. And I think it's time for Apple to spend some more time on it. And so I went looking at alternatives, and I'll tell you, BusyCal, I think, is the best. It does everything that Fantastical does, but then I love the weather integration into the app. It shows a 10-day weather forecast, so it's really handy to be able to, like, when you're scheduling appointments, to see the weather, the high and low temperature for that day ahead of time. So, both it and Fantastical are great apps, and I also tested Outlook, which I just not a fan of. If you love Outlook email for the Mac and you use Google or Exchange calendars, Outlook is fine, but I'm just not into that. I don't care much for the Outlook ecosystem right now on the Mac. So yeah, BusyCal is a great app. Give it and Fantastical a try. They both offer free trials. And so give them both a try, and then let me know what you think in the comments on both of the articles. But again, links to both articles from Saturday and Sunday will be in the show notes. Thanks for reading.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com. And subscribe to 9to5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.